Welcome into another week of Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN as we take a look at eight area high school football games. Thanks to Rush CPA and Associates and Fairway for bringing you Who's Gonna Win once again here this season. We'll move on to week number two's picks here in just a moment, but first off, let's recap week number one here for you. We had a couple of 5-3 weeks. Both Matt and Jim went 5-3, and I went 4-4. So Matt Mullenix, Jim Field tied for the lead right now. And I'm bringing up the rear hind here. We'll see how we can do it in week number two. Here's how it went week number one, by the way. Cam was a 26-25 winner over Fremont Mills, and that was not a winner for anybody. We all had FM in that one. It was Audubon falling to Southeast Warren 44-20. That was a winner for Jim. Both Matt and myself had Audubon there. Exira EHK rolled to a 61-22 win over Griswold. We all had the Spartans. HSTW shut out IKM Manning 32-0. We all had the Vikings there. Red Oak, a 41-0 winner over Riverside. That was a winner for Matt and myself. Jim had Riverside. Underwood, 58-14 over Tri-Center. We all had the Eagles there. It was Creston, 28-12 over Clarinda, and that was a winner just for Matt. He went on a limb and got that one. And then it was Glenwood, 43-27 over Atlantic. That was a winner for Jim. Both Matt and myself had the Trojans there. So that's how we did it in week number one. We'll come back and take a look at our first two games for week number two right after this.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA and Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Tony, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Well, Becky, this week we have some great Labor Day items like fresh blueberries, only $2.88 a pint, Frito-Lay party-sized chips, just $2.99 a bag, Pepsi or Mountain Dew six-pack, only $4 for $9.98. Pick up a 3-pound container of Fairway potato salad, just $3.99 each. Our meat department has 8-ounce New York strip steaks for only $5.88 each. Stock up on 10-pound tubes of 85% lean ground beef, just $2.99 a pound. See our ad for more great deals and all the details. And as always, thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back now to Who's Going to Win here on KJN as we move on to week number two picks. And we're going to start off with a few eight-man games here on our sheet. And we'll go right back to the team we started it off with last week in the Cam Cougars. They opened up that nice win over Fremont Mills at home. Now they'll go on the road to take on Woodbine, who came up short in their opening contest of the season. And I guess since he's tied for the lead and he won it last year, we're going to stick with our order, Matt Mullenix.
Oh, you just want the inside scoop.
Well, and this is the hometown, so we got to know. Yeah, we got to know what's going on up in Woodbine there. See if that statue is still looking good.
Who's
going to win?
You're not going to recognize this Woodbine team compared to the ones that Matt used to run with, because Matt, would you throw the ball like 6 times in your entire career?
Oh, no, not quite. A little more than that. But no, you're right. This team likes to throw the ball around, very youth-oriented. They graduated a fair amount of numbers, but one thing you'll see there on the Woodbine roster is there's some more Pryors coming back up through, so never short on the Pryor family. So there's a couple there. Brody is the a freshman quarterback in there. Jax, a little bit of lineman, receiver. You know, I think there's just too much youth for them. Cam, to me, showed that they were able to reload in a couple areas for them that needed to be. So I'm going to look for the Cougars to go on the road and pick up the victory tonight.
All right. Yeah, what I was going to say, this is kind of here's the new wave of the families tour, because Chase Speaker's running the show now for the Cam Cougars, taking over where his brother Lane left off. And then you got the Pryor boys running around out there for Woodbine as well with the younger group after Lane is gone. So interesting, nice win there for Cam in the opening week. Should not have doubted Coach Bauer, I guess, there. He did a nice job of holding off Fremont Mills. They had a good lead and gave up a couple late scores there, made it interesting, but able to pull out the victory. I agree with Matt here. I think that Cam has got a little bit more returning here for them. It's a lot more youth out there here for this Woodbine team, so I'm going to go with the Cougars as well. Jim.
As am I, although it is a shock to see this Cam team. Lane Speaker ran all over everybody. I mean, put up incredible yards on the ground, and they had, 30 carries for 38 yards last week. That's not the Cam Cougar kind of output we've come to expect. Woodbine, as we mentioned, they threw it all over the yard last week, but they also turned it over five times, and there's your youth for you. I think the Chase Speaker, the Cam quarterback, I think he's a little bit more efficient, protected the ball a little bit better early on, and yeah, for the same reasons you guys mentioned and what I just said, I like Cam on the road here this week.
All right, Cam Cougars across the board here in our first contest. We're going to stay in eight-man District 10, and we've got the Audubon Wheelers, who have opened up their season at 0-2, as they'll go on the road to take on Booyer Valley here now this week. And I guess I'll get first crack here at this one. This is kind of one of those interesting games. You know, this I guess maybe this is where the spot where Audubon can either, you know, get it turned around, or is it going to continue to be a long season? I think they've played two pretty good teams here so far. I think I underestimated a little bit the test that Southeast Warren got there in that first week against Waco. Of course, they came up short in that game, but Waco right now in the top three in the rankings and brought a lot of their pieces back from a pretty good team last year. And then, of course, Audubon lost to a good Winfield Mountain Union team that just jumped into the rankings this week here as well in their week one game, and then now lose to Southeast Warren, who's been fairly battle-tested here early also. Booyer Valley does bring back a little bit of experience, and they came up with a win in opening week, but it was against a team that's really struggled in River Valley, so not a lot to take away from there, I guess. Aaron Olson, the guy that will be getting it done on the ground for Audubon from that quarterback spot, he's done a pretty good job running the ball here so far. I think there's enough defensive pieces out there for Audubon to get themselves back on track. So I am going to take the Wheelers to bounce back up off the mat and get a win here this week. Jim.
Okay. Well, first of all, my note here about Audubon, all I wrote here was Audubon needs to get more out of kids not named Aaron Olson. All right, not knocking the rest of the kids and their efforts and all, but it seemed like Aaron Olson was doing everything for them last week, and I just think they need to be able to get a little bit more versatility in the offense. Booyer Valley only ran 33 plays last week in an eight-man football game. 33 plays. That's a quarter, usually, in eight-man football. And Drew Volkman, I mean, talk about an efficient day. He was 2 of 3 throwing for 2 touchdowns. And he also caught 5 passes for 2 touchdowns, which begs the question, did he catch his own pass twice for touchdowns? I mean, the kid might be able to do it all. I don't know. Yeah, they had held River Valley to just 29 yards, 25 carries for the game. So River Valley, admittedly, is not all that terrific. But you know what? I just don't know. I mean, this one bothers me a lot. Booyer Valley played well last week, and they're at home. But on the other side, you've got Audubon now sitting at 0-2, and they've got to be thinking, guys, we got to get this turned here pretty fast. So I'm not sure what to think about this one, but I'm going to go with Booyer Valley at home.
All right. One for the Bulldogs. Matt?
Okay. Yeah, I think this is definitely one of those games that could go either way. As we've kind of said, you know, we're kind of going off that strong tradition that Audubon's had the last few years as we kind of look at these teams coming in this year. So we've kind of been going off of that. But I think Booyer Valley last week did have a pretty decent game. Yeah, Volkman had a couple of nice passes, but the Beam Kid is kind of running the show in there. Excuse me. And he was just as efficient, was completing 70% of his passes. But I think Booyer Valley's probably got a pretty tough defense in there as well. So I'm going to go with the Bulldogs at home.
All right, another one there for BV. So that's going to wipe out our first round of picks here for you, with our first two games. We will come back and take a look at 4 more contests right after this.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Tony, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Well, Becky, this week we have some great Labor Day items like fresh blueberries, only $2.88 a pint, Frito-Lay party-sized chips, just $2.99 a bag, Pepsi or Mountain Dew six-pack, only $4 for $9.98. Pick up a 3-pound container of Fairway potato salad, just $3.99 each. Our meat department has 8-ounce New York strip steaks for only $5.88 each. Stock up on 10-pound tubes of 85% lean ground beef, just $2.99 a pound. See our ad for more great deals and all the details. And as always, thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. Let's dive into one more game here in that same district. Eight-man District 10 as they are opening up, of course, district play this week around the eight-man ranks. And Exira EHK off to a nice start to 1-0 with their win over Griswold. We'll go on the road to take on West Harrison, also 1-0 coming into that contest. Could be a good battle. Jim, who's gonna win?
Well, I don't know. If I knew, I'd have been 8-0 last week. Exira EHK played a very young and inexperienced Griswold team last week, so I don't know what to think necessarily about their prospects for the year working off of that game. West Harrison was kind of interesting. Their quarterbacks threw for – they were 6 out of 7 for 107 yards, 4 touchdowns. Two-thirds of their passes went to the end zone. 7 takeaways on defense. I mean, their QBR, their quarterback rating was – 214.1. I didn't even know it could go that high.
In eight-man, it can.
In eight, well.
High numbers.
A lot of numbers can get pretty out of control in eight-man. I don't know what to think about this one, honestly. And I've not seen any statistical numbers from the game from Exira EHK. I've not been able to hunt those down here this past week. So I have no idea really to speak of about how the game played and how, you know, each individual and how the different units performed. So I don't know. You know, West Harrison's not known for, you know, their great football teams over the years, but gosh, they're at home and Exira EHK is going to travel. I don't know. I'm going to go with Exira EHK, but don't ask me why.
All right. One for the Spartans. Matt?
Not so fast, my friend.
I figured that was coming. I was afraid that was coming.
You know, if I would have went with the old Woodbine High there in the first game, I'd probably be going with all Harrison County here. But I'm going to go with the Hawkeyes of West Harrison. They return just about everybody from last year, at least the key players. You've got the Evans twins up front there. One plays running back in there. The other one on the line. But most importantly, they're on defense. You're looking at a couple 6'5", 6'3", guys. McIntosh is back at quarterback. He's good size in there. The Rife kid at running back. But I think overall it's going to be their defense is where they do most of their damage in there. Just a very aggressive. These same kids are the ones that went to state in basketball. They're the same ones that I think did they come within a game of going to state in baseball. As well, so they know how to win over there. So I'm going to go with the West Harrison Hawkeyes.
All right, so that's one.
Never
there.
Thought I'd say that back in the day when I played. They had like a 60 or 70 game losing streak.
That's true. Yeah, so. yeah. No kidding.
But,
it's been.
Yep, there they are today. So go with them.
All right, it's one there for West Harrison. Yeah, this is a talented class for West Harrison. You mentioned some of those names and guys if that you paid attention maybe during the basketball season you heard a lot about. And one of those, Sage Evans, has really been doing some good things on the defensive side. You talk about somebody in one game who's already got a fumble recovery and a couple interceptions to his name and 8 tackles. So really performing well on that side of the ball. Exira EHK, from what I heard, looked real good in that game against Griswold. They performed well, came out, kind of showed their dominance early in that game, and it sounded like executed pretty well. We talked last week about, you know, this is kind of one of those bounce-back years here for Exira EHK. Can they kind of get over the hump and make it a little bit further than they did last year with, of course, some of that youth now getting a little bit older? I think they've got some of the pieces to compete. This could have big implications on this district. I think these two teams are very interesting, and of course, you still got to consider Cam a player in that action as well. But I'm a little bit torn on this. I think just because it is on the road and Exira EHK is still kind of getting themselves up to speed, I'm going to give the edge here to the home team in West Harrison to edge it out. So this will be a good one to keep an eye on here this week. We're going to move on now to some 11-man football, and we've got St. Albert going on the road to take on Riverside. And this will be our broadcast game here tonight as well. You can catch it here on the radio and be able to watch the student-run broadcast as well through the Bulldog Sports Television Network. But interesting matchup here as they move into a district game as well. Matt, who's going to win?
Okay. I'm going to go with the St. Albert Falcons on this one. I think they had a pretty tough game last week and were able to come in. I think just a few miscues there in the game kept them from coming out on top. Monahan back there at running back, he has a lot of speed. And I just think they've kind of got some things going for them this year. It's a good group of athletes playing football for them. They've been playing. They kind of took their lumps as younger kids there. And, you know, Riverside's kind of going through that. They lost quite a bit last year, and they've kind of had to regroup here. And last week, you know, took a tough loss. So I think just more momentum's coming for the Falcons. So I'm going to go with St. Albert.
All right. One there for the Falcons. Yeah, this is always a fun matchup. These teams like to get after each other. Of course, Riverside had been nipping on their heels for a number of years and then finally got over the hump and knocked them off last year and got a victory against the Falcons, something they hadn't done before. But this is a St. Albert team that's, you know, taking their lumps, like Matt said. It's not their traditional, you know, experience for St. Albert athletes. They're used to being up towards the top cream of the crop, and they had a couple of years where they had to work through some low numbers and some injuries and all kinds of stuff like that. And these guys now are getting their chance to show their improvement. It came down to the wire. They lost in the very last minute last week there to Traynor, and they feel like Traynor's a pretty good team. Impressive what Brendan Monahan was able to do on the ground, even though they lost 258 yards. That's an impressive ball game, and it sounds like that's what they want to do, line up and kind of play some smash-mouth type football. It's just too much to change here for Riverside. It's a lot of youth out there, a lot of position changing for Riverside this year, so they're working through that. I just think that St. Albert's got a little bit more of that consistency edge, so I'm going to give the Falcons the edge here as well. Jim?
Yep, for all the things you guys just said, Riverside struggled to maintain drives last week in their loss. You know, St. Albert, they rushed for 327, and you mentioned Monahan had the giant numbers there. They won the turnover battle, but they lost the game. I mean, usually when you out-rush a team and you win the turnover battle, you're pretty much in pretty good shape. But, yeah, Traynor's pretty salty, and they're going to find a way to win. So, yeah, I don't see St. Albert losing this one.
All right, so we're going to go Falcons across the board. Again, that'll be our broadcast game coming up here tonight. We're going to go to an A1A matchup now here as we've got Tri-Center coming off their loss to Underwood, going on the road to take on that Traynor team who picked up that opening win over St. Albert. And I guess I get first to crack here at this one, even though I don't maybe necessarily want it. This is good. I think, you know, it's tough because, you look at last week and, boy, Tri-Center just didn't have it. You know, they didn't play well against Underwood. But you also look at Underwood and what they've been able to accomplish so far and think they're a pretty darn good team. So I don't know that you hang your head too much about that opening loss for Tri-Center, but they'd like to have some more consistency out there. And they need to get Michael Turner more involved and get him some more chances to break some plays. For Traynor, Caden Dirks, our quarterback, had a really nice game last week, threw for two touchdowns and a good chunk of yards, and it looked like they had a pretty good guy out there and Young catching some passes as well. Boy, this is tough. Right? I think this is going to be a really strung-out, hard-fought game. It might come down here to the wire. The fact that Traynor's already had a win in their basket and the way that they won it last week, I'm sure gives them some momentum coming into this week as well. Tri-Center, you know, do they bounce back? Are they able to forget that game? I guess with it being at Traynor, I'm going to give the Cardinals a slight edge here and give them a chance to pick up this win, but I think it'll be a good one. Jim?
Yeah, not a lot of positives to take out of last week's game for Tri-Center. They did win the turnover battle, but only 118 total yards of offense against a very good Underwood team. I guess from a coaching standpoint, it gives you a lot to work on from one week to another when you don't do a lot of things well. But Traynor played well last week, got off good. I mean, you mentioned Alan Young, 9 grabs, couple of touchdowns. That's a pretty big night for a high school wide receiver. I think they're already – I don't think there's as much advancement that needs to be made from week one to week two with Traynor as there are with some other teams right now. So I like the Cardinals at home.
All right, a couple for Traynor. Matt?
Yeah, this is definitely one of those games Tri-Center wants to right the ship on, and knowing you know, it's just going to be hard to come off of that and turn right around into a tough Traynor team who, you know, normally in the past, Traynor's been a school that wants to run the ball. And here last week, they were throwing it around for 42 times and 270 yards for them. So that's kind of uncharacteristic on their part as well from what they've done in the past. But they also, you know, had a little over 100 yards of rushing in there for them as a team as well. So I think they had to do a lot of different or they were able to do a lot of different things against, you know, what I thought is a pretty decent St. Albert team. So but Tri-Center, you know, comes in with a lot of high expectations. They knew playing Underwood was going to be tough. So I think this is going to be just a good battle. I'm going to go with Trainer on this one, just to kind of keep in line with you guys. So if we all go down, we're just all going down. So, yeah.
Yep. Want the ship to sink all together.
That's right.
All right. So we're going to go Cardinals there in that one. Again, a good game to keep an eye on here tonight. We're going to have one more game here before we take a break. We've got a 1A, 2A matchup here. Nottoway Valley, who's 0-1, goes on the road to take on Shenandoah, who opened up with a win over Missouri Valley. Jim, who's going to win?
Well, Shenandoah. They're at home. Nottoway Valley really struggled to move the ball at all last week, losing 54-0 to Mount Air. That was a tough loss for them. And the quarterback for Shenandoah was kind of interesting on those numbers, too. 8 out of 10, 261 yards and 2 touchdowns. That's almost 33 yards per completion. That's crazy.
Take that.
That's just crazy. That's just throwing it up for grabs. What's he got, 8-foot-tall receivers? You just throw it up for grabs and hope somebody comes down with it. I mean, those are crazy numbers. Shenandoah at home, I think, wins this game.
All right. It's one there for the Mustangs. Matt?
I'm going to go with the Mustangs as well. They've had to replace a few things, a few players in there, running back, quarterback for them. Their quarterback's a sophomore. Their new running back's a sophomore. But they got Harold there at the receiver and also on defense, and I think he's a big plus for them. Nottoway Valley just doesn't have quite enough probably to keep up, and I'm going to go with Shenandoah with the home field advantage.
All right, another one for the Mustangs. Yeah, this is kind of a regroup year, it seems like, here for Nottoway Valley. Lost some very talented players off last year's team there with Kalen DeVault. Boston DeVault's doing some good things on the defensive side, it looks like. He's got 3.5 tackles for loss in that opening game, so had some fun there defensively. But, yeah, the offensive numbers just weren't there at all for them. They did play a tough Mount Air team, but, you know, Shenandoah able to do some nice things, gain some confidence, and as you mentioned, maybe just has a few spots where they've got the better athletes out there and the bigger size. A guy like Harold out there can do a lot of things for you. So I think Shenandoah has the edge here, and I'm going to go with the Mustangs as well. Going to take a quick pause here, and we will take a look at our final two games on the sheet right after this.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, certified public accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA and Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Tony, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Well, Becky, this week we have some great Labor Day items like fresh blueberries, only $2.88 a pint, Frito-Lay party-sized chips, just $2.99 a bag, Pepsi or Mountain Dew six-pack, only $4 for $9.98. Pick up a 3-pound container of Fairway potato salad, just $3.99 each. Our meat department has 8-ounce New York strip steaks for only $5.88 each. Stock up on 10-pound tubes of 85% lean ground beef, just $2.99 a pound. See our ad for more great deals and all the details. And as always, thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win as we continue on with our last two picks here for week number two, and we've got a matchup here with a 5A and 4A school battling it out. Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln will go on the road to take on Denison Schleswig. Matt, who's going to win?
Well, I'm going to go with Abe Lincoln, the Lynx, on this one. I think they have a little bit more depth out there. I was a little surprised at the score, Denison and Carroll, having played Carroll or our varsity scrimmage against them a couple weeks ago. And saw them. So, you know, I think that was, you know, I thought maybe that would be a little closer ball game for Denison in there. So, but then again, you know, how they respond from week one to week two will be huge in here. AL picked up a nice win against a much improved TJ team. I will say that, but I'm going to go with AL.
All right, one for Abe Lincoln. And, yeah, this anytime a Denison team has a Weber's on the roster, I'm hesitant to pick against them because kind of usually a little pesky. But they struggled in that opening game against Carroll. As you mentioned, I guess maybe from what I had heard, you know, how that kind of went against Atlantic, a little surprised, like you were, that it wasn't a closer contest and that they struggled so much, especially on the offensive side, not being able to do much. And Abraham Lincoln got that nice win. Of course, it's always an interesting inter-city battle there when you got that one to open up the year, and not a ton you can take away from it. But AL's had a good run of some decent athletes here the last few years, always seem to be competitive, and of course, the larger program. So I'm going to go with AL as well. Jim?
Yeah, I'm not going to stray. Less than 150 yards of offense for Dennison last week, and my goodness, Carroll just pounded him on the ground. 41 carries, 292 yards, 3 touchdowns, averaged over 7 yards a carry. That was kind of surprising. ATN Higgins, nice game. You know, he can throw the ball, he can run the ball a little bit for AL, so I'm going to go with the Lynx.
All right, so it's Abraham Lincoln across the board. We'll go down to our last game here on the sheet this week. The Atlantic Trojans come back home. Their first game of the season at the Trojan Bowl. We'll take on Kemper Catholic here in a 2A, 3A battle. And I'll get first crack here at this one. Was fun to watch Atlantic last week against Glenwood. There was some positives, I think, for both teams. Some big plays that were obviously hit, especially that first half. Didn't know that we were going to get done by 11 o'clock the way that first half was rolling with so much scoring. But things did change a little bit in the second half. Both teams, I thought, had some good offensive moments. There were some defensive breakdowns, of course, that were part of that on both sides. Atlantic just needs some more consistency overall. They just need to make sure that they shore up the special teams game. That was a big part of why they did not have a chance to compete in that game. And then just making sure that you're always, capitalizing on your opportunities. One chance down in the red zone, they came up empty. So you got to be able to make sure you're executing, especially against a team like Kemper Catholic here that's got some good returning experience. The Vanami kid at quarterback, Seaman Aller at running back, they're tough. And Atlantic knows that they're tough. They, of course, took it on the chin against them last year and didn't play well in that game. But I like the pieces that Atlantic has, and I think if they can correct some of the things that went wrong for them last week and put it together, that they're going to have a chance to win some games. And this is probably one that they look at here early in the year that, hey, we really want to go out and prove that we can get it done and get over the hump. So I'm going to give the Trojans a chance to win the home opener here. Jim.
All right, very good. Thank you. Caden Anderson had, I wouldn't say video game numbers, but pretty good numbers last week. Colton Rasmussen looks like a real solid target for him, going up and hauling down those things and shedding tacklers. Mm-hmm. That's a nice statistic, a nice ability to have. Atlantic went toe-to-toe with Glenwood last week, played the same, pretty much same kind of ball, and had nearly identical statistics. Now, for Kemper Catholic, this is going to be a completely different look across the line of scrimmage than what they saw last week. Logan Magnolia, like I said earlier, would you throw the ball 6 times? Kidding. But I don't think Logan Magnolia throws it 6 times all year. I mean, they run. They pound, pound, pound. And, the Siebenaller kid from Kemper Catholic looks like a pretty good running and receiving option for them. But this is going to be quite a change in look for Kemper Catholic from one week to another on defense. So they're going to have to change strategy a little bit now. But I don't know. At home, I like Atlantic. I think they're going to defend the turf there at the Trojan Bowl this week.
All right. Matt?
I'm going to go with the Trojans as well. I think they know, it's a very important ball game, home opener for them. And like Jim said, it's a different look than what they saw last week. And Logan really had some success running the ball. I think what they kind of uncharacteristically, Loma Panther teams kind of ran out of bodies and just kind of got wore down a little bit there as the game went on. But even though Kemper offensively likes to look like they're spreading out, they still want to run the ball. That's their thing. They want to get that play action going, that mesh moving the line and that zone read, and that's what they want to do. They want to bring the receivers in motion, get that jet action going as well. So you'll see a lot of that in there. But they aren't quite as big up front as what they were a year ago. So that'll be interesting to see how that kind of plays out with Atlantic's returnees. Last week for the Trojans, a few things go their way, a couple drop passes, those get held on to, might have been a little bit different ball game in there. So opportunity for them to make some corrections, and I think they'll go out on top tonight.
All right, so we've got Trojans across the board there in that one. You mentioned some new guys up front. How many times did they vomit during preseason practice. Do you know that?
I don't. They didn't release that statistic yet.
Okay. We don't know. We don't know how tough they are.
Get the sports information department in on those kind of important statistics.
All right. So we're all going to go with Atlantic there for our last contest, and that's going to wrap up week number two here for Who's Going to Win. Thanks to Rush CPA and Associates and Fairway as well for bringing you the program once again this season. Stay tuned. Mike Smith will be joining me for the broadcast. We'll have Riverside hosting St. Albert coming up here on the radio. Thanks for joining us for Who's Going to Win.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA and Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Tony, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Well, Becky, this week we have some great Labor Day items like fresh blueberries, only $2.88 a pint, Frito-Lay party-sized chips, just $2.99 a bag, Pepsi or Mountain Dew six-pack, only $4 for $9.98. Pick up a 3-pound container of Fairway potato salad, just $3.99 each. Our meat department has 8-ounce New York strip steaks for only $5.88 each. Stock up on 10-pound tubes of 85% lean ground beef, just $2.99 a pound. See our ad for more great deals and all the details. And as always, thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.